Once upon a time, once upon a time, once upon a time there was a captain of a ship. And one time this captain, he ran into all kinds of trouble. His ship had sailed way off course and found itself in very dangerous waters. Storms were known in those parts, and it wasn't long before a huge storm was brewing. And looking over the sides of his ship, the captain just imagined that pretty soon he and his men would be clinging on to pieces of their ship, floating about in the waters down there, because the wind was so fierce already that it was ripping the sails. The waves were so high that already the ship was being tossed from one to the other, and the storm was not even close. And yet, as he stood there, gazing over the side of his ship, down into the sea, what did he spy? There down in the water, there was a whale. A huge, huge whale. 10 times as big as this ship. And swimming quite close to the surface. And the captain, amazed at the size of this creature, he said, quite without knowing what he was doing, "Hello? Hello? Hello? Could you help us?" And the whale, much to the captain's astonishment, seemed to hear him, for it turned in the water and its huge head seemed to be looking up at him. "Hello," said the captain. "Could you help us? Could you rescue us? We're going to die in this storm unless you do something for us." And the whale seemed to understand well enough. And in that moment, it rose up out of the water. It rose up so high that that little ship fell on its side and just lay there on the top of the whale. And the storm came and was windy and stormy and lightning flashed. But that little ship, it just lay on its side on the back of the whale and came to no harm whatsoever. The whale just swam in such a way that the ship was always safe and always above the waves. Well, when the storm had passed, the whale just lowered herself very gently down into the water, and the ship once more could resume sailing. "Oh, thank you, thank you," said the captain. "What could I ever do to thank you for that?" The whale simply said, "Ask again. I like being asked." And so, that's what the captain did. For months after that, every time he was in danger, he'd call out, "Help! Help!" And his faithful friend would come. That huge whale would come and do whatever it was that he needed to get him out of danger. One time, he was sailing between treacherous rocks, and she came and guided the right way. Another time, his ship was threatened by pirates, and she came in between him and the ship, giving him just enough time to get away. And in this way, every time the captain needed help, he would call for her, and she would come and help him. But after sailing for many months like this, the captain needed to go into dock and have his ship repaired, and it took quite a long time. For weeks he was waiting on dry land. And the strange thing was that he felt terribly, terribly unhappy. Every little thing frightened him, because he knew that he wouldn't be able to ask for help. What help could a whale be to a man on dry land? So as quick as he could, as soon as his ship was repaired, he took her out onto the ocean. And there he felt so safe, so comfortable, so at peace, because he knew that his whale would come to him whenever he asked. And so it was. As often as he could, he'd take his ship out onto the water. He felt safer there than he ever did on dry land. And that is the end of my story. The middle of his, and the beginning of yours.